Hello Virgo, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your general overall messages for this weekend, July 8th through the 10th. Keep in mind, they are general messages. They may or may not apply. We're just going to have a little fun with the cards and with Spirit, and just see if there's any messages they have for you today, Virgo. Let's see. We're going to pull a couple from this deck, and then we're going to clarify. And then we're going to get some additional messages. Okay, well, that one wants to come out. We have the Sword of Truth this weekend, Virgo. Okay? But this could be a double-edged sword. Keep that in mind. All right? So what is this truth for Virgo, Spirit? For this weekend of July 8th through the 10th. What is this truth coming out for Virgo? What is this truth coming out for the starseed of Virgo, please? Alright, we have the Two of Wands. Okay. So this could indicate travel of some kind, or thinking about it. And the Six of Wands reversed. Normally this is a card of victory, okay? There could be a chance of travel plans being canceled this weekend, or delayed somehow. Let's see if we can get some clarifiers on this for you, Virgo. Remember, this is just a real quick and general but the truth is maybe what prevents this victory or this traveling. See what we can clarify. So, Spirit, why is this Ace of Swords here, please, for Virgo? Justice reversed, Ten of Wands, and the King of Swords. Okay, so, Virgo, this truth is going to reveal some type of weight you've been carrying, okay, but I think a King of Swords is coming in with the truth this weekend, all right, and he's going to cut through all the BS. What about this travel, this Two of Wands, please, Spirit? Has something to do with traveling and water. Could be emotional. No, we have the Hierophant here. All right, so this indicates this is kind of a godlike energy. You know, it's institutions, religions, This may be So clarifying the Two of Wands reversed, the Six of Wands reversed is the Empress reversed. Okay, so the truth is going to come out about possibly someone's motivations for this travel. You know, say someone tells you they're going on a business trip when really they're, elsewhere doing other things. Or this could be someone revealing this about a past event where it wasn't just. Someone's carrying the burden of truth. All right, so that's what I have for you, Virgo. Now, I'm going to go to my own little deck here, my little big deck. And we're going to see what messages Spirit has for you as you're dealing with all the signs Aries through Pisces, okay? Now, these messages could be about your person, could be from your person, or how you feel toward them. All right, take it as it resonates. All right, Spirit. So, Virgo dealing with Aries, please. Intense. Okay. A Virgo dealing with Taurus. You have a ringleader here. A Virgo dealing with Gemini. Gilded Turd. A Virgo dealing with a Cancer. Mentor. A Virgo dealing with a Leo. I blame you. A Virgo dealing with a Virgo. Jezebel. A Virgo dealing with a Libra. Mysterious. A Virgo dealing with a Scorpio. Patience. Right. A Virgo. Let's cut the deck here. A Virgo dealing with a Sagittarius. Open your heart. A Virgo dealing with a Capricorn. Emotional bondage. A Virgo dealing with Aquarius. I'd like to get to know you better. A Pisces, Virgo dealing with Pisces. I hate myself for loving you. Okay, Virgo. So those are your messages for this weekend of July 8th through the 10th. I hope it is a good one for you. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.